You know, I know that's not the normal way we seg in from like a news segment to a traffic segment, although we may need to switch out some audio here at FM Talk 106.5. It's special, as I mentioned earlier, and I have to train myself now to address Ricky Rackman properly, as in Reverend Ricky Rackman joining us now. This is just a little change, but the alliteration, I like it. Ricky, thanks for being on with us.
Just so you know, nobody ever calls me Reverend Ricky Rackman except on my Twitter.
Okay, so just that's the only place, so I can address you without Reverend and you're not offended?
No, definitely not. That's okay.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, like if somebody, growing up, like if somebody's dad or mom was a doctor and you just said Mr. or Mrs., you'd be like, doctor? So,
well, I've only officiated two weddings, so that's about it.
Okay, so you got that going for you. You also got the fact that you're right here in our home in the Gulf Coast, Northern Gulf Coast in Mobile, and you're on motorcycles, which I know you dig. What are you doing? What is, because we're not your first stop or your last stop. What's the program? What's going on here?
I started a couple years ago. I've always ridden motorcycles, and I found that I just liked riding motorcycles further and further. And then I decided that I was going to just start doing longer and longer rides and try to raise money. And this year I decided to raise money for Stop Soldier Suicide, which is 22 veterans commit suicide every single day. Which is just like, when I found that out, I'm like, well, what can I do? And I found out an organization, and every single penny I raise goes right to the organization, and I just ride really far, and people tell me where to go. And so far, I've done 9,000 miles. Since I left home, I've done 5,000. I took a little break this time. And starting today, I'm doing like a little Death Wish Coffee Alabama tour, starting today, a caffeine course, which is like, so this is like, today's going to be a fun day. Because I started a really cool coffee shop, and people have been donating money. People tell me place to go. Sometimes I'm like backstage at the Foo Fighters at Wrigley Field or riding next to Buffalo in South Dakota. I mean, it's been different every single day.
It's a nice way to see the U.S. from no windshield required. Just look over and see it.
It's been the best. And I'm bringing Leah Vendetta with me, and she was on the TV show Ink Masters on season one. And she's French, so she hasn't really had the chance to see America this way. And this is the best way to see America on a motorcycle and just go, I mean, you know, just we're constantly riding hundreds and hundreds of miles every single day. It's just been absolutely amazing. And see the differences in states and the people and just everything. It's been incredible.
Yeah, somebody coming
and
from
you. And already we've raised over $11,000. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, it's great. It's a subject, a very sad subject we talked about on this show over the years here, and you're in the belly of a lot of veterans. Actually, between Southeast Mississippi, here in Alabama, where you are in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and Northwest Florida, there are over 100,000 veterans here.
Wow.
In our area. It's a huge population, and there's veterans, of course, that we're celebrating from the Greatest Generation to those men and women coming home now that have been fighting in the war against terror, and those suicide numbers, they strike home right here in our area.
Well, the thing that's really hit home is me not having ever served is people come up to me and they're saying, you know, thanks for what you're doing because, and they share stories. And it just, I mean, this is something that people really aren't talking about. And I mean, I hate to say it, but I just don't think enough is being done. So, you know, raising awareness is all fine and great, but the fact that we've been able to so far give Stop Soldier Suicide over $11,000 and we're not even close to being done is great, and to meet veterans, and you know, a lot of people say support our troops, but a lot of stuff isn't being done, and I it's such an honor to be able to serve, to do something to help these heroes, because sometimes it's hard for them to ask for help, and now this is an organization that's there for them, and to think that, you know, this organization is actually helping save lives, you know, of our veterans, you know, it's incredible.
Well, this is a chance for people to, you know, put themselves out and give back, but also get to meet you this morning. So next hour, right, 7 o'clock hour, you're going to do this at Caffeine Corps.
Today is my Alabama tour. And just so you know, as far as the Death Wish Coffee tour, Alabama is the only state I'm doing it, and I've been in 26 states so far. We're doing in Mobile today, we're doing at Caffeine Corps, which is 5552 Old Shell Road. And people can show up at 7 a.m., talk to me about Headbangers Ball or NASCAR or whatever they want to talk about, and just have some good coffee with us and meet some cool people. And then we're off to Wetumpka. and then ending the day at Fort Mitchell. We're going to do like a little ride with a bunch of veterans and stuff like that. And, you know, this just to me, it's like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I get teary like a lot, you know. Yeah. It's a pretty emotional thing to meet these people. And also it's fun just to sing and hang and talk rock and roll with people as well, you know. I mean, the whole thing is just awesome.
It really is cool when, you know, a Twitter follower in common for you and I put us together last night. I was like, this is really cool having you here. I am jealous that I'm going to be on the stinking air till 9 o'clock and can't come hang out with you. But I would love to meet you sometime. I got a gazillion questions for you. But, you know, you mentioned this. You mentioned Headbangers Ball. You mentioned rock and roll. And the fact is I've been... You know, contemporaries were separated by about 7 years in age, but following your career, you have transformed in a way that I don't think many people that came from, you know, a kid out of Van Nuys, California, that'd be sitting here in Mobile riding his motorcycle, then with the interest in racing that you have and getting involved, whether it be NASCAR or motorcycles in that world. I mean, you really are like the Renaissance man of our time, man. Ricky, you've done good.
You know what it is? I mean, thank you, and I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky, and I've always decided to try my best to make a living doing things that I love. And, you know, when I got into NASCAR, which was in the mid-90s in Hollywood, California, everybody's like, this is a Southern sport. What are you doing? Right. I'm like, no, this is what I love. I'm going to do a radio show where I play rock and roll and talk about NASCAR, or I'm going to work for Speed Channel or do stuff for NASCAR. And I just work my butt off, because it was something that I had a passion for. And, you know, the motorcycle riding across America ends up costing me a fortune. It sure isn't a job. But I am very lucky to be able to take the time off of work. Even though I still record my radio show, but I still am able to go and ride all over America. And I'm still the same heavy metal guy that I always was. I'm just a little bit older, and I just have found ways to work in different fields. I'm real lucky, and I feel like, you know, everybody says, oh, it's so great what you're doing, giving back. Look, I'm selfish. The reason I raise money for doing things like this is it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. It really makes me feel good to be able to feel like that I'm contributing and that so many people have been helping us. I mean, people really work hard. Like, you being cool enough to put us on the radio, you know. We don't have a publicist. We don't have a manager. It's just me pointing forward and going, and people just help us along the way.
Hey, when you're doing the right thing, I mean, you don't have to have a manager or a publicist. People will find you. When you're doing the right thing, I think people will rally around what you're doing and support you. And I tell you what, it's great that you're doing this. I want to support you going forward. I want our listeners to support you going forward. So where do they go? I mean, I, of course, come out to Caffeine Core this morning, meet you, do all that, but ongoing with your projects. Social media, what's the best way to find you, follow what you're doing?
Well, either on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, which is Ricky Rackman, probably Twitter, Ricky Rackman, RikiRachtman. But if you want to see our live tracking, and most importantly, if you want to make a donation, the money goes straight to Stop Soldier Suicide. It's Ricky's Ride, which is RikiSRIDE.com. That's RikiSRIDE.com. And that just has a little bit about the ride, but it's a great way you can make a donation. We even have T-shirts, and the company Hot Leathers is donating every penny from the T-shirts, and we've raised a couple grand from doing that as well. So it's just a real fun thing. And on the rides, people tell us places to eat, places to go, and I mean, I'm getting fat. Nobody's telling me where to go for the best salad. You know, it's just like...
Yeah, welcome to the South. You know, we do this
food thing. Southern cooking.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we're good at the food for sure. Ricky, man, thank you for what you're doing. 7 o'clock hour this morning out of Caffeine Core. Come out, see Ricky Rackman, talk some rock and roll, which I'm so jealous of. I could sit down with you for a day and
we'll
ask you questions.
We'll do it another time.
And okay, let's do this too. And then I'm going to put you on the spot. We do some events for veterans and veterans charities in our area. I'm going to put the screws to you, man, and get some autograph stuff sent here for any kind of auctions we do.
Not a problem. That's
all right.
Easy.
There
that's
he is.
Easy.
See, that's how you just, I mean, I knew it'd be easy, but I'd still put the screws to him. Ricky, man, thanks for your time. Best of luck and safe rides.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right. You too. Ricky Rackman, check it in. They're doing their event this morning. We'll put the links up on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. It's already up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5.